No, but I was here by myself, and I did not know you no more than that, and I've had calls like that already.
You have?
Yeah, and I just turn them down, you see, because I don't know who they are. Now, if Mr. had called me and told me that you were up there, you see, well, then I'd have felt better satisfied.
Yes, ma'am.
But there's so much going on these days until you can't trust anybody all anymore.
Well, Mr. put me up last night.
This down here, that's his brother up here, the way you was yesterday afternoon. That's his brother. That's where you was up there yesterday afternoon, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Fred.
Yeah.
Well, they were raised. We were raised right here together, you see, all right here. Right around here. Of course, my hometown is below. I'd say about 2 miles below you. And then after I got married, I lived further down again.
Yes, ma'am.
And then in 1919, well, we moved up here.
Really?
And,
well, I just want to get some information about you and your family. Can you give me a...
What you mean?
Just a story of anything, if you'd like to, when you were coming up.
We were raised on a farm. And we came up the hard way, I guess. We were 13 in the family. And of course, those days, 50 cents was worth $10. You know, now it was about like $10 most these days. But we really came up the hard way. We had to work in the field. We had to raise cotton, corn, and all our garden vegetables to eat and everything. Had to buy very little. Raise cattle, hogs, chickens.
Yes, ma'am. You, your full name is?
My full name is Leah. You mean after I was married?
Yes, ma'am.
Leah. No, it's Leah.
What's your maiden name was?
My maiden name was Leah. Yes, sir.
Can you tell me about your family?
Well, it's not too much, but you know, what we worked in our days, we couldn't ramble, we couldn't have a good time like the kids these days. We didn't know what was cars and bicycles and all those things. We had to play all kind of games around the house, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And, we were a large family. We were 13, but of course there was a few of them died after. There was about 3 that died, you know, young, and all the rest, and then we scattered all about. Now I have a sister living in Canada.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I have one living in Homer, and I have a brother living in Plattman, and one in Morganzie. And, that's all that we have left in our family now.
Yeah. Plattman is the...
Going this way.
What of this parish? It's the...
This is Iberville.
Mm-hmm.
And
Plattman is the place where the government is, where the...
Baton Rouge.
Well, is that where they do the county business at Baton Rouge?
Well, I guess so. They used to do it in Plattman a long time ago, I guess before I knew anything about it.
Yes, ma'am.
But I think the main thing now is in Baton Rouge. And for schooling, well, we didn't have but very little bit of schooling. We had a little 2x4